Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Keeping up with what kids are learning, well, it can be tough these days.
You're not wrong.
Today, we're looking at The Juice. You know that educational app a lot of kids are on?
Right, yeah.
We're going to dive into some of their top stories so we can get an idea of what's on their minds. Maybe even, you know, spark some conversations at home about this stuff.
Interesting to see how The Juice presents these sometimes pretty complex topics in a way that, well, makes sense for younger audiences.
Yeah.
Like, take Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Okay, yeah.
They chose Donald Trump.
Yeah.
For the second time, actually, citing his impact on the political scene. It's a choice that'll probably stir up some feeling.
No kidding. And The Juice wants kids to think about, you know, what makes someone influential, even if their actions, their views are controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the difference between just being famous and actually making a positive impact?
Good point. And then there's how the media plays into all this. How do they decide who gets this attention? What makes someone newsworthy? We can all think about that.
Yeah, for sure. Not just this one story. Moving on. The Juice also covers President Biden's historic clemency grant. He pardoned or commuted sentences for over 1,500 Americans.
Wow.
Most of them were nonviolent drug offenders.
Yeah, I saw that. This is big. It's a chance to talk about justice, you know? Second chances. What's the whole point of pardons?
Exact.
Maybe even a way to start talking with your kids about the justice system. Is rehabilitation always, you know, possible? What should we think about when we're granting clemency?
Tough questions. Okay, on a lighter note, we have this story about a 1945 diary. It belonged to a teenager named Charlotte Buxbaum.
I heard about this.
Yeah, it's gone viral on, of all places, TikTok.
Wild.
They found it at an estate sale in New York City. It gives us a peek into, well, life during World War II.
It's amazing, you know, this connection across generations. This diary, with its, you know, everyday stuff, reactions to big events, it's hitting home with teenagers today. Think about how much life's changed since then, but also how some things haven't, you know?
Yeah.
Like being a teenager, all the anxieties and the joys, still the same.
You're right, the power of personal stories. Speaking of reaching across time, there's this piece on Taylor Swift. She's encouraging her fans to stay informed. She's even saying they should read a news article every day.
Interesting to see her using her platform for something, you know, beyond her music.
It is.
Maybe this could be a good time to talk with your kids about where they get their news, you know, and how do we know if those sources are reliable?
Absolutely. Critical thinking skills.
Mm-hmm.
The Juice also covers the rise of robotic pets.
Oh, yeah.
And how they're being used to help people with dementia.
That's an interesting one. They provide companionship and comfort. No, it's, you know, the demands of a real pet. But are there ethical things to think about? Can robot really replace, you know, a person? What are the downsides to using technology for caregiving?
Yeah, a lot to unpack there. Especially as technology keeps, you know, getting more advanced. That line between helpful tools and replacing real human connection is... well, we all need to pay attention to it.
I agree.
That story about Charlotte Buxbaum's diary, it's amazing how something from the past can become, well, relevant again.
You're right. It shows how personal stories can connect different generations. This diary gives us a look into another time. But the things teenagers go through, friendships, anxieties, hopes for the future, those are timeless.
It makes you think about what future generations will find fascinating about, well, us.
Right.
And speaking of the future, The Juice includes a story about the dangers aid workers face around the world.
It's a tough but important thing to talk about. It reminds us that the world can be a dangerous place. And there are people out there, you know, working to make a difference, often putting themselves at risk.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive into The Juice. We hope this has given you some things to think about, maybe some new ways to connect with the young learners in your life.
Until next time, keep those conversations going. Keep learning. Keep exploring.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.